Hey, Shane, this is Sahak with Local Splash. We had spoken yesterday about the Google listing. How you doing?
With the maps?
Right, yep, you got it. Exactly.
249.
That's the one.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So the last thing I was confirming was the address. So the 1333 Braden, that's good?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number for contact with clients, for them to contact you, the 920-417 is okay?
Yep, 3536.
Yep, that's the one. Okay, and then it's Shane Peterson, right? P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N?
Correct.
And then what's a good email for you?
It's going to be changing, but it's PetersonCustomSolutions@gmail.com.
PetersonCustomSolutions@gmail.com. But we can change it later.
Yep. All right. But, yeah, it's solutions
okay.
With an S.
Okay, that's how I have it. Okay, perfect. Excuse my voice, by the way. I think I came down with a frog or something. My bad. So let's see here. Okay, and then now for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients and everything, what about like hours of operation? Is that like 7:30 to 5, like how you have it listed online?
Yeah, I also I'll do emergency hours. So I'll offer 24/7, but it's at a different rate.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
I didn't know how to put that in there, you know.
Yeah, what I can do is put 7:30 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and then I can put 24/7 emergency service, but rates will apply.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, rates will apply. And then now for the areas that you want to show up in, you can have up to 12. Do you have any specific cities that you would like to be listed for, like when they search?
Green Bay, Appleton.
Okay, and then let's see, you guys were trying to go about an hour, right? It's about 50, 60-mile radius?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll put 50 miles.
You'll just go 50 miles from there, or, like, you want to name off, like,
if
hours? You know?
Yeah, go ahead. If you have any off the top of your head, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, Howard, Hobart, you know, that's all part of Green Bay, but... Are you from Wisconsin?
No. So the company itself, we're actually in Southern California in Orange County. It's called Fountain Valley. But me, myself, I'm actually from Washington State, you know, like Seattle area.
Oh, okay, because it came up like an Algoma number.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just use something called voice over internet protocol. It's actually the internet making the call. So when it calls out, it uses a local number. That's probably what you're looking at.
Oh, all right.
That's probably why. Okay, so what I got is Green Bay, Appleton, Hollard, Hobart.
Nope. Hollard.
Hollard. Oh.
Howard.
Oh, yeah, I already... Howard. Oh, sorry, you were cutting out there. Okay, Howard and Hobart. I got that.
Yep. Eswabinon.
Swabinon, okay.
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Nina,
okay.
Dark County, Sturgeon Bay, Egg Harbor, Fish Creek.
Okay, Sturgeon Bay, and then what was the last one?
So Dark County, Sturgeon Bay, and Fish Creek.
Fish Creek, okay. Got it. So let's see how many that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. You have 3 more if you got them.
The pier? Yep.
Okay.
Greenville,
all right.
Fond du Lac,
got it.
Is that 3?
I think that's 3, yeah, we got it.
Okay,
so let's see here. All All right, and then now for the keywords that you want to show up for. What I have listed so far is like home improvement, holiday lighting, property maintenance, landscaping, mowing, snow plowing, salting, handyman, landscaping, obviously residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. So you want to show up for those too, right?
Yep.
Okay. And I can also have a technician. Oh, yeah, you have more if you want. We can accept to 15 if you got more.
Windows and doors and siding.
Yep. Okay, good. Windows, doors, siding. Okay. And then, so we are including the website, or we're going to use yours? I think we're going to use yours, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, that's already I'm listed. Perfect. And then do you guys already have a business page on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. There it is. And then let me just confirm the spelling. So it's Shane, like S-H-A-N-E, and a Peterson typical spelling, right?
Yep.
Okay. I think that should do it for this part. And then, yep, we got that. All right. And then now for the billing address, is that the same as the one you gave me, the 333? Yeah?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so I got Shane Peterson, 1333 Braden, Wisconsin 54115. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
5513.
Okay.
6600.
Okay.
0835.
Okay.
0647.
Just to confirm, 5513-66-000-883, sorry, 50-64-7.
So you might have something wrong. So 5513.
I think
I
might
have
used someone. No, okay, go ahead.
5513-66-00-0835-0647.
Yeah, okay, that's what I got. Sorry. I think I just was repeating it incorrectly. Okay, and then the expiration?
4/26.
4/26. Okay, and then the number on the back there?
008.
008. Okay, and I'm also going to set up a security question. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, obviously. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and the city name?
Green Bay.
All right. Should have guessed that one. Okay. All right. And then now I'm just going to set up your account. Now, once I process, you're going to see the payment come through, of course, on your online banking, but then also you're going to get your invoice through text and email. Okay, just so you know, you can go over everything real quick with me, and then we just have one other quick step, and you're good to go. So I'm going to do that now. One sec here.
So, and this is for $249 a month?
Yep. Exactly. $249 never changes.
And it'll be month to month.
Month to month. And if you wanted to add on something later or, you know, get an upgrade, you can. But for now, yeah, you're just at the $249 every month, no matter what.
So all them words that I gave you, will that put me on the first page?
Yeah, so if they search for that word within this, you know, 50-mile radius, you're popping up on the first page. Exactly.
All right.
Yep. So it's just loading now. It just takes a sec. And then let me just confirm before I process. Shane Peterson. Yep, okay. You're going to see that come through now. And then, like I said, just pretty much 1.5 other quick steps and you're good to go. So you should see that come through in just a second here. Okay. There it is. All right, so you'll see it on your online banking for sure. Now, I'm going to send you a text as well. This has the invoice in it. I think it should already be in your email, but the text is usually the easiest way to access it without having to go into your email. So you'll get a text here any second. Let me know when you see that.
Do I have to? I'm driving.
Oh, Yeah, no worries. So it's basically just the invoice, like the terms and conditions and everything. So I would need you to just do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I got a text.
Okay, perfect. It's very easy. All you got to do is just at the very bottom, click in a box, and then type your name and hit enter. That's it. Now, of course, take a look. But, yeah, it's very easy to do. So once you do that, it's going to take you to our website, and it's going to ask you for your username and login once you've, you know, confirmed the signature. And then that just means that you're it's going to, you know, once you're asked, your technician is going to actually set you up with that username and password, you know, at the time when you speak with the technician. Are you able to do that, like, tomorrow morning? Or do you have maybe in the evening tonight, or what's a good time for you?
How late tonight?
Let's see. So you guys are Central. It would be 4 o'clock your time. Or wait, sorry, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? I could probably do 5.
You can do 5? Okay. And then, so we just have one other quick step here. Were you able to get to the part where it had the username and password?
No. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay, yeah, no worries. Okay, so we'll just do this last step here and then just try to get that as soon as possible. I can even have the technician walk you through it when you speak with him. That's fine. Now, the last thing is just our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I just sent you to kind of go over everything, outline the service agreement, and, of course, ensure the accuracy of everything. So if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now, I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Peterson Custom Solutions.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Sorry, Shane Peterson, owner.
Yeah, no worries. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This goes along with not just the verification, but everything else. Since you're already verified, you don't have to worry about that part, but, you know, just for everything else going forward for the process. Now, as a result of increased visibility, also be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you. That way you'll know it's us when we're calling and, you know, other calls you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Sure.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that you might do with, say, like another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah, I'm marketing with other places too.
Right. Yeah, I have a note of like the Yelp and the other, just in case it's something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa. But if not, then don't worry about it because I already put down the ones that I found online. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 1st or just 30 days from today, and the amount of $249, that's the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'm going to text you at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good. Now, I'm just going to send you over an email with the time with the technician. So, let's see, you guys are... Matter of fact, I can even do that once we get off the call if you gotta get off the phone, but it just takes a sec.
Okay.
Let's see here. So yeah, it'll be 5 o'clock your time. Okay, that works.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. 5 o'clock, Local Splash. Okay, so I'm about to send this to your email. Now, I'm also going to send you a text that has all the information, like your phone number that the tech is going to call from, everything you're going to need, because you're going to have my contact info, too, just in case you need anything from me going forward, okay?
All right.
Cool. So I'm going to send that now, and then other than that, appreciate the time. Thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. And they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 5 o'clock time later today, okay, to get you started.
Wait, in 30 minutes?
No, within 30 minutes of that 5 o'clock time. So between 5 and 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Just within the 30-minute window.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
And then how long before I can be on the first phase?
Okay, so the typical turnaround time is 30 to 45 days, okay? Now, I have seen it done faster, and in your case, that is most likely probable because you already have a Google Business profile. That's what takes most of the time. So you're actually probably going to be up there a little faster. Most other companies are looking about 4 to 6 months, but since we've been around for a while and our technicians actually work with some of the Google techs, it's only about 30 to 45 days. But like I said, since you already have a GBP or Google My Business, you're going to be up there a little faster.
All right.
Okay, cool. So they're going to call you around 5:30, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.